Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast. I hope you're all having a fantastic fall. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon when I am recording this in September, and I don't usually say I enjoy fall, but today was a great day outside, so I hope you're all having a wonderful day, whatever it is that you are doing. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about things that I talk about all week, like I usually do. This week, I had a few conversations again about heartburn. And they were sparked by people telling it's garden season. People are harvesting like crazy all the gardens. And we are so grateful for being the recipients of many zucchini and cucumbers and tomatoes and gifted corn. We have been given all kinds of garden produce, which is my favorite way to have garden produce, the ones that I haven't had to weed all year. But in my receiving of some beautiful tomatoes that I'm making into soup, we were talking about heartburn and how the really good tomatoes from the garden that actually taste like a beautifully ripened tomato cause some people incredible heartburn. And I remember that. I used to get heartburn really bad. I used to get heartburn every single day. I did things like change my toothpaste and change the way I slept and the time of day that I would brush my teeth because the minty flavor on the toothpaste too close to bedtime would give me heartburn so bad that I couldn't sleep. And I would get heartburn on a regular, you know, weekly basis. And I also got a lot of gallbladder attacks. Like my very last gallbladder attack was so bad I couldn't stand. It was the worst pain ever. I could not get up off the bathroom floor. And it was scaring me how much pain I was in and how I just felt paralyzed there. So we ended up calling an ambulance because we had two little kids and Corey just couldn't get me to get up and get in the car by myself and drive myself somewhere. That was my last gallbladder attack. I swore I would never deal with anything that painful ever again, and I haven't. So this is a two-part. I want to talk about heartburn, but it's connected to gallbladder. Not that everybody who has heartburn is going to have gallbladder issues or vice versa by any stretch, but our digestive system is so connected that they often can go together. And so sometimes we just need to understand the digestive system a little bit more in order to make it work a little better. And these are all things that I didn't know back in the day. And now as I start to learn more about it, I'm really grateful at being able to understand how our body utilizes food, moves food, and digests food so that when it's not going the way it is intended and things don't feel good, we can back that whole train up a little bit and figure out, okay, where does this kind of stop working and how do we get it functioning again? So often when we aren't feeling good, we just want to feel better. And so we go and get whatever the fastest route to feeling better might be. But it's not actually what's causing us to not feel good. It's just helping us to feel better. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. But when it comes to heartburn, being able to make you feel better and feel like you don't have heartburn really, really deserves a little bit of an investigation, backing that train right up to find out why you got heartburn in the first place. And I did a little experiment this afternoon because I've learned these things in my courses, but I wanted to know what Dr. Google would have told me if I hadn't learned any of this information in any other way. And I had just Googled reasons I have heartburn or causes of heartburn. And yeah, I Googled it. And it's quite interesting the difference between the root causes of heartburn that I've learned about and the ones that you're going to find in Dr. Google. So let's just back it up just a little wee bit. The heartburn is that burning feeling in your esophagus, that feeling like something's bubbling back up in your throat. And when you have heartburn, people often associate that with too much stomach acid. And so they need to somehow neutralize that stomach acid or make that stomach acid go away. And so the first act of defense against the stomach acid is an antacid, which is what Tums are. And they will neutralize your stomach acid. But in actuality, I mean, that might be what's happening. You might have too much stomach acid, but often, and more often than not, because of our lifestyle and because of the food that we are eating, our bodies are no longer producing as much stomach acid as we need for the kinds of foods we are consuming. You need to have stomach acid in order to break down food. If you can't break down the food, it's just going to sit there and rot and become toxic. And that's what you're feeling coming back up, is food that is not able to get digested and then move into the small intestine. So instead of thinking that you have too much stomach acid, you might be having too little stomach acid, and you might need to be increasing the amount of acid that you have in your stomach so that while you are digesting food and during that digestion process, the acid will help to break down the food and then move that food through the stomach and out into the small intestine without allowing any of it to come back up. This is not something I found on Dr. Google. And as I've had a few now, quite a few people have their gallbladders removed that were in my gym in this past year. And I start questioning them, you know, like, what's the doctor talk to you about? You know, how your body uses bile, and what is your gallbladder's, you know, real reason for its purpose? And you know, one of the people started with such bad heartburn, and the doctor never once explained anything about, you know, why our body has heartburn. And it could be that we have ways to improve our heartburn that don't even have anything to do with medicine. And I come back to that all the time, and I hate it. I hate that I keep trying to find a way to not feel this way. I don't want to believe that there's, you know, any reason why we aren't being told this, but the doctors are maybe not being told this, because who's in charge of educating our doctors? The medical system. So our doctors are maybe not being told all of these facts about the digestive system. I find that really hard to believe. I don't think that that's the case, but the solutions to them are all things that help pad the medical system. So any of the medications that we prescribe, when I say to people that have the heartburn medication, so what did the doctor say about weaning off of this? And like almost all of them say, oh, he said I'd probably be on it for the rest of my life. Ding, ding, ding. No, I would hope that that's never a great answer. Why is your body not functioning the way that it's intended? It could. You probably can get it closer anyway. Your body, especially a young 25, 30-year-old, should not have a body that isn't functioning the way it's intended. Without, like, nobody should tell you that there's the only solution is to be on medication for heartburn for the rest of your life. Because heartburn is not life-threatening, but not understanding why your body isn't functioning and not understanding the root causes and just masking symptoms have the potential to be life-threatening. So let's talk about root causes for heartburn. I also Dr. Googled this, and some of them were very similar to what Nowhere does it talk about acid in your stomach or your pH level or anything like that. But it does talk about our food sources being either too processed, made with canola oil, like anything that's deep fried in any of the canola oils, corn oils, those kinds of things. Any of that deep fried processed foods, spicy foods, too high in fat, those kinds of foods. So just imagine you got a food that's kind of just like thick. Imagine what onion rings must kind of feel like to the stomach lining, you know, the deep fried corn dog. Just give that a thought for a second. And then imagine that's in your stomach. You're probably going to need a little more something, something to break that down versus if you had had some shredded cabbage, maybe some grapes, some blueberries. Those things feel like they're going to break apart in the stomach lining a little easier than the deep fried with the bun and the hamburger, those sorts of foods. So you get the picture I'm trying to depict. You're going to need some help to digest the kinds of foods that a lot of people are now consuming on a fairly consistent basis. And so if your body is being told it needs the, all of the stuff, it can't keep up with production. It can't keep up with the production. And therefore, it starts to malfunction. Okay? So, yep, food, the kind of food we're eating, the processed foods, the too high in fat. Smoking will reduce and neutralize the pH level. So smoking will be a cause for heartburn. Pregnancy and being overweight. So it just makes less room in there for the digestive process to happen. There's more pressure. So that can happen in pregnancy. I really felt that in pregnancy. And man, I would have done a better job of digesting food when I was pregnant versus, you know, all the other things that I was doing. Like if I could have figured out that heartburn was actually a malfunction of my digestive system, I would have slept so much better when I was a pregnant woman. Stress and anxiety can definitely be a cause for heartburn, but not the root cause. Stress and anxiety lower our acidic value in our stomach lining and therefore cause heartburn. So yes, stress and anxiety can be a cause, but I don't want you to think that that's the root cause. The root cause goes back down to the digestive system. Like just about everything that we ever talk about here, the digestive system is so important. And if it's functioning well, everything else starts to work a lot better. So Dr. Google and I agreed on a lot of the things that can be causes for heartburn, minus the fact at no point did they talk about how our acid is either too high or too low in our stomach and doing a better job of being able to digest the foods that we're eating would reduce the amount of acid that comes back up and makes you feel like you have heartburn. Okay, so then I Googled how to fix heartburn. What am I going to do about it? And medication was the number one answer. Again, I wonder why medication is the number one answer. Is it because it's the number one best answer? I don't know. I'm going to try the other ones first. There were, 8 home remedies that Dr. Google gave that were not, like I asked, okay, give me how to handle heartburn that doesn't include medication. And it did give me 8 home remedies. So understanding what foods are triggers for you. So that might be like a food sensitivity, like having a journal and understanding when you get heartburn is really important because it might not be just a deep fried corn dog that causes you heartburn. It could be simply, one of the ladies that I had that had eggs as a food sensitivity, heartburn all the time in the morning. Like it seemed to get better throughout the day, which is often the opposite for most people, but for her. And then we realized she was having eggs, 4 to 5 times in a week. Eggs were a food sensitivity of hers. Her body does not respond well to digesting eggs, and therefore they would be left undigested and kind of coming back up and not serving her well. So keeping a food journal would be really helpful. Figuring out, are there specific foods, whether they be the overly processed sugary grains or not, are they foods that are not serving you? And those foods that aren't serving you then often will give you those little whispers. I call them whispers. Heartburn is definitely one of the whispers you don't want to ignore. The other thing that you want to do is be in your parasympathetic state. Parasympathetic state means not under a ton of stress. It takes a lot of energy to create enough acid to break down your food. Just imagine the process that's going on inside. Like if you were to close your eyes for a second and think about, you know, you had a wonderful Sunday dinner and you had roasted chicken and you had potatoes and gravy and salad and probably corn on the cob today. Just imagine all that you put on your plate is now inside. Okay. Now, not to be too graphic, but you know what it looks like on the other side when it's on its way out. There's a process that goes on that must be absolutely amazing to take that roasted chicken and do what it does with it. If your body is not doing a good job of that digestion, all kinds of things can get off track. So digesting that food in your stomach is a huge amount of effort. It's one of the most energy intense things our body does. It's way harder than CrossFit. So when you are in a fight or flight state all the time, you are constantly rushing around, you are eating on the go, you're shoving food in your mouth while you're driving the vehicle, you're running around after three or four kids, and you are never even really being mindful of the food that's going into your body, you're not chewing it efficiently, you're not helping to break it down, you're not feeling any gratitude, or you know, you're not breathing properly, and you're eating way too fast. When all of that is going on, the digestive system is like on hyper alert and does not do well in that hyper alert state. So it just doesn't. It doesn't digest your food well. You want to think about your stomach and your digestive system as kind of like a laissez-faire sort of hippie kind of like, let's be a little bit zen to do the things. When you think that's how you need to get yourself, your body, your mindset, your environment, when you create a space that allows your energy to be directed at where it needs to be directed, and at mealtime, that energy needs to be directed to digesting, when you actually focus on that and get yourself into a state of relaxation, gratitude, calm, your body then responds with breaking down that food, digesting it, having enough acidic value to break down the proteins. And your body does a better job of moving that food from the stomach into the small intestine, and around about it goes. And that's the way it is supposed to be functioning. And when it's functioning, we'll feel better. So getting yourself into a calm, relaxed state or into your parasympathetic state will help you to digest food. And I know that, you know, maybe people don't necessarily believe in all of the woo-woo stuff that comes out of my mouth, but I have been watching I forget what the documentary is called on Netflix, but about the Blue Zones and all these people in the world that are living to be 100 years old or more. And how are they living to be 100? I think every single Blue Zone country or space or city or wherever it is in the world has something to do with the food they're eating, but the process in which they eat it. They're either very communal in their diets and they're eating it with friends. They're praying before they eat. They're saying mantras of, you know, only eat till you're 80% full. Do not get stuffed over full. Like all the things that I talk about are their culture, their norms. They're not having to be taught those you know, precision nutrition habits that I try to teach people, they're part of their cultural norms. And it's equating to longevity. So I find it really interesting that how we eat, you know, the other thing that helps us to digest is saliva. How do we get saliva? We think about our food before we eat it. We honor where it came from, and then we chew it really well. Be a slow eater. Slow down and don't stuff it in and make those bites matter, because you're aiding, by creating those small bites, you're aiding in the digestive process. It might help to reduce your heartburn. Everything I've talked about so far to help you with your heartburn has been completely free. You haven't needed to go into the drugstore to get anything. You're not, you know, picking up a few extra things while you're in the drugstore, getting the Tums or getting the heartburn medication. There's no regular prescription you're needing to get renewed. So far, everything I'm talking about is free. If you're on medication, start doing these other things and start building those habits in, and then see if there's a weaning process that you can do. I want to talk about, before we're done, increasing your acid level. If you think that the reason you are having some heartburn issues is because your stomach acid is lower than it needs to be. So besides changing your food so that the food quality that you are eating isn't as demanding for digestion and creating a more whole foods, lots of fruits and vegetables, kind of, and the healthy fats, great lean proteins. When your diet gets where you want it to be and you want to start increasing the acidic value for your digestion, start with a little bit of apple cider vinegar. Maybe a teaspoon to a tablespoon diluted in some water and drink that before meals. The first person I ever told that to said that they tried it and it made things way worse. Okay. Probably because you don't have, you might have to go slow. You might have to go even less than a teaspoon. You might not be able to do the actual apple cider vinegar liquid. You might need to chew a gummy and see how that goes. And it could be that you have too much acid. Like, that is a condition and usually a result from other medications that are also, you know, increasing it. So depending on if you're on other medications, it might be the opposite. It might be that you have too much. It might be that the medications that you're on are also inhibiting acid production because of their side effects. And so sometimes you're given this medication, and one of the medications is heartburn. That one of the side effects to the medication is heartburn. And why is that a side effect to the medication? Because it's lowering and neutralizing your acidic value. And so what should you do? You should put a Band-Aid over that and continue to neutralize it while you eat and pop some Tums. I'm being sarcastic. No, if you are taking medication that is lowering your acidic value, maybe you should try to naturally increase the acidic value so that you don't have to take another medication to combat the side effects from the first medication. So apple cider vinegar can be one of the ways that you can increase it just by consuming a little bit. You can chew on ginger root, which I thought might not be that terrible. All of these things make me salivate, like talking about them even make me salivate. And I know that the more saliva that I produce, the more I'm going to increase my digestive juices. So try that. Try these free hacks to heartburn and try them for not 2 days. Okay. Telling me that you took apple cider vinegar for the last couple of days and nothing has improved. I know it's going to be a process, but ask yourself how long you've been on medication for. And if you've been on it for like 6 months now, I know you're a trooper. I know you're not a quitter and you got this. Put in a little bit of like 6 months with the apple cider vinegar and then see if it's made a difference. Okay. There's other reasons why none of this would work. So there's infections like H. pylori that can cause damage to the stomach lining, and that damage is going to need you to get that resolved. No apple cider vinegar is going to necessarily reverse H. pylori or kill H. pylori infection. So you're going to need to sort that kind of stuff out. And it's not as easy as it sounds to figure out if that's what the root cause of your heartburn is. That's going to require a little bit of intervention. And I would like to say it's a simple test that you can go to your medical professional and find out about. But I did that. I went to the medical profession. I did the lab work for H. pylori. I was told I did not have H. pylori. But when I saw the naturopath, I did gut test as well, and I did have H. pylori. So I would love to just be able to say, go and get tested. And if you get tested through the medical system and it turns out that you do. And then there's ways to get to that root cause, and that sorting that out will help to be able to heal the stomach lining, which will then be able to digest better. Ignoring all of these things and not listening to these whispers and not sorting out why your body isn't functioning well will probably lead to another something down the road. So it is really a good idea to figure out why it isn't functioning the way it's intended, especially if it used to. All right, that's my little soapbox for today on heartburn. I'm going to do another one on gallbladders and probably H. pylori before too long. So keep listening if these are things that you have been curious about. And please, if there's something you would like to know about the digestive system, about the foods that you're eating, about natural remedies and food as medicine, anything like that, please drop me a message. I would love to be able to have conversations with people. I do not know it all. This is not your medical advice whatsoever. But for taking a moment, breathing, slowing things down, and taking a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, I think for the most part will be helpful to anybody who is wanting to digest better. So for today, I will leave you with that. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.